last year, we were finding that there were a number of things that we were exploring that were really pointing to a pretty different future for philanthropy. And we thought, why don't we jot these down and share what our thinking? And so last year, we started the 11 trends in philanthropy. And in 2018, we found that some of these trends persist, but that there are really new emerging trends that we're seeing, not only because of the changes in demographics, the changes in populations, the changes in people's interests, the changes in tax law, but also because there are some different and interesting challenges that communities are facing that philanthropy is going to step up to.
What stands out? What was revealed here?
There really is one, I think, strong theme that we're seeing, and that is this idea of what does equity look like and what is philanthropy's role in addressing inequity. When we look at income inequality, access to education, transportation, the workforce, we see philanthropy playing really important roles in not only understanding the root causes, but identifying some of the new and innovative ways in which we can make challenges a little bit less for vulnerable populations and a little more equitable.
The quest for equity, where do you see changes, or is there advice that you would give to create those changes to kind of break down some of those barriers?
We think, given who we are and what we do, which is to really understand, strengthen, and advance philanthropy, we think there are three things that stand out. Number one is asking the right questions about why inequality exists. And what we find is if you really start to dig into data, dig into what the challenges communities face, why is income inequality the way it is? Why is access to healthcare, access to education the way it is? It gets you to understanding what are possible solutions. So we really think that asking the right questions is really key. The second is measuring the right indices. So it may not be enough to measure income inequality. We may want to really measure, what are the kind of jobs that are available? What are the skills that are aligned to those jobs? And where is education taking those who are coming into the workforce as well as those trying to gain access back into the workforce? And then the third thing is to really understand what we mean by inequality. So are we saying that access to jobs is the right measure, or are we saying access to jobs that lead you to a income level that allows you to raise a family and really plan for the future? So those are places where philanthropy can play a vital role in local communities and then helping support those different kinds of measures and data questions that are out there.
And this was number one on your list. There are 11 trends that you identify. Can you go through those trends and then maybe discuss number two and number three on your list that you find most revealing or most important to really any
Sure.
philanthropic community?
Sure. Well, we think, to go over the 11 trends real quickly, we understand that there's a lot of interest in giving more and giving together, where people find that not just their individual philanthropy, but working with other philanthropists, working with other individuals to pool their resources to give to certain causes gives them tremendous leverage and actually builds a community. We're looking at the next gen donors as another trend. And we think we're coming into the golden age of giving, where people will inherit over $50 trillion of wealth. What they will do with that will be fascinating to watch, because the next generation is less interested in investing in institutions and more interested in directly giving to causes and being part of those causes. We're seeing a globalization of philanthropy, where people can give from Grand Rapids all the way around the world, and that there are more tools for people to think globally about the philanthropy and impact that they want to make. But on the contrary, we are also seeing a real focus on place-based philanthropy, where people want to live and see and interact in their community through a philanthropic lens. They want to put their money to local causes, thinking of sort of local first initiatives and how you create local ecosystems economically and philanthropically that can better the community. We're as I talked about earlier, we're really looking at there, that philanthropy is really looking at how it plays a vital role in developing equity. And how you create more inclusive practices is another one. And asking questions that invite inclusivity. And then asking, what does data mean as a trend? So we can explore different Census Bureau data and education outcome data, but what does it mean? And how do we use philanthropy to give some really keen insights into what data can do? We're seeing new frameworks for how we evaluate philanthropy and its impact. We're seeing a growing commitment to building nonprofits' capacity to do their work. And we're seeing government and nonprofits looking at new partnerships and new paradigms. There are fundamental shifts that are going to be occurring with changes in tax code, changes in budget priorities, where philanthropy is going to be expected to step in. And we're certainly seeing that in some of the water crisis work in Flint, some of the work that we're seeing in Kalamazoo that's new and innovative, and some of the work that Detroit's doing in coming out of its bankruptcy. And then we're also seeing that there's real pushback on the rules in philanthropy. We saw some recommendations to repeal the Johnson Amendment, which made work of nonprofit 501c3s nonpartisan. And some feel that politics and the nonprofit sector should intermingle more together. So those are the 11 trends. I think where we're seeing the biggest concentration of interest and activity is going to be around these issues dealing with equity.
Kyle Caldwell, you are the executive director of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy at Grand Valley State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.